Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. On tonight. Amen. How many praise the name of Jesus? Amen. On tonight. Amen. At the sound of his great name. Amen. You just heard, amen, Nally Grant. Amen. And we just give God praise, amen, for all things in his son Jesus' name. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in, amen, to Soul Salvation. Amen. Ministry of Bible Study, amen, on tonight. Amen. With your host, amen, Apostle Randy Dixon. Amen. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in. Amen. Amen. Wherever you may be, amen, around this world. Amen. Thank you so much. God and I, Robert, to be with us, amen, on tonight, amen. We just give God praise, amen, for all things in his son, Jesus' name. So excited, amen, to be back, amen, on the air with you, amen, on tonight, amen. And we're just giving God praise, amen, for all things, amen, in his son, Jesus' name, amen. Want to give a special shout-out, amen, to my friend, amen, Lenora, amen. God bless you, amen, on tonight, you and your family, amen, amen. Pray the bliss of God that make it richer out of no sorrow, amen, over your life, amen, on tonight, amen. So we just praise the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing, amen, in all of our lives here at Soul Salvation Ministry, amen. On tonight, amen, got a special, amen, recording, amen, for everyone on tonight, amen. How many know, amen, after you have learned who you are in Christ, amen, you have to learn, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, about, amen, the calling that God has placed on your life. Oftentimes, amen, many of us, amen, we learn about who we are. Amen. We learn about the call, God, that's on our life. Amen. We learn about even the thing that God has called us to do. But how many know, amen, that there's a season also that you have to learn about that which God, amen, has called us to do, amen, on tonight, amen. I want to play this little excerpt, amen, on tonight, amen. This teaching, amen, was done a couple of years ago, amen, and we're going to talk about, amen, on tonight, amen, learning your place in the Lord, amen, on tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. Hope it be a blessing, amen, to someone, amen, on tonight, hallelujah, Jesus. So without further ado, amen, we're going to listen to, amen, this in-season word, amen, from the Lord. Amen. And we will be back after the word. God bless you. Eels, my prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving unto the Spirit of Christ that dwells in me. Amen. To you, you, and you. I give God praise for all things in his name. I thank you so much for being here this morning with me. Amen. As we continue to go on in the Lord. Amen. Continue to go on in the word of God. Amen. For truly, this is a season of preparation, and he's preparing us for our next season. And I just want to say I am so excited. Y'all just don't know how happy I am every time I get back online with you all and just begin to teach, you know, about not only knowing our place in God, but learning about our place in God. Last time we began to learn to know our place in God, God began to give us a teaching about knowing our place in God, amen. You got to know your place in God, amen. Know whose you are, whose you are. Know what he has caused you to do. After you have found out, and very well, after you have found out what he has called you to do, your father was saying the what. You know, now it's time to learn about that place or learn about what he has called you to do. Your father was saying, because it's one thing I'm knowing it, but you have to learn it first. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know, me, I'm a semi-music major, amen. You know, y'all know my story, got caught in drugs, stuff like that. But I knew the instrument that I wanted to play, which was the tuba, the sousaphone. I knew what I wanted to play, but I had to learn how to play it. You see what I'm saying? I always, when I was a child, I always went to the parade in Montgomery, Alabama, and I used to see Alabama State Marching Hornets marching down, you know, Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I always see them big old horns, you know, and they were blowing, too. They were talking. And so I always desired from a child, I said, I want to play one of them things right there. I wanted to play one of them things. So as I got older and finally got to school, then I found out what it was called. It was called the tuba. The sousaphone is the marching instrument. I'm not going to get into this music theory stuff. I'm just going to give you a small example about it. I found out what I wanted to play, so I had to learn how to play. And it wasn't easy. You follow what I'm saying? I had to learn how, I had to learn about the notes. There are seven notes, universal, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I had to learn those notes. I had to learn how it sounds. You follow what I'm saying? Learn how it feels. I had to become it. You follow what I'm saying? As we begin to talk about Ezekiel, God wanted Ezekiel to get the word in him and to become the message. He wanted him to be familiar with the message. So I had to be familiar with the instrument. You follow what I'm saying? Learning the note value, learning the time signature, learning how each note sounds, you know, all those goes into learning how to play your instrument. What is a trumpet? What is an organ? What is a piano? What is a harp? What is a flute? What is a, whatever instrument? What is drums? Whatever instrument you wanted to learn, you have to learn to play. You have to learn how to play. So that's kind of what this is right here. You know your place in God. That's fine. You know. Learn about your place in God. Yes, you have a testimony. Yes, you can relate. You follow what I'm saying? But there's a way that God wants us to go. Amen. See, your testimony is like the vehicle. Your testimony is like your car. But what fuels your testimony? What drives your testimony? I want to see you paying attention. What drives your testimony? The word of God. That's right. The word of God drives your testimony. It's gasoline for the car. You follow what I'm saying? Without gasoline, your car ain't going nowhere. Amen. Well, you may say, well, Prophet, I don't have a gasoline car. I have an electronic car. Well, let me tell you something. If you unplug your car in, your battery's not going to be charged. So, ergo, you still ain't going nowhere. You got to have energy. You got to have some type of energy. Gasoline is a type of energy. You follow what I'm saying? It's a type of fuel. You follow what I'm saying? Fuel is energy, you know. Food is fuel to our body. It gives us energy. You follow what I'm saying? So you got to have something to drive it. You follow what I'm saying? The word of God drives the anointing. Whatever you're going to do in God, you got to have the word. It's one thing just knowing. That's one thing. You follow what I'm saying? But you got to have the word to back it up. You see what I'm saying? See, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will stay. You follow what I'm saying? Even Jesus knew the value. Even Jesus began to disciple his disciple, of course. And you read about that through the Gospels of Jesus Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are what you call the Gospels of preparation. Jesus was discipling his disciples. He was preparing them for what? The book of Acts. So he began to teach them, you know, the Beatitudes. He began to teach them many things. You follow that? In other words, he was preparing them for their next season. And you read the book of Acts, they kind of a major explosion, the day of Pentecost, and what have you. But Jesus, he knew the value of the word. You follow what I'm saying? Even God began to encourage Joshua, you know, in the book of Joshua, meditate on the law, which is the word. You know what I'm saying? Meditation, you know. David said on an occasion in the book of Psalms, I'm not exactly what chapter, but trust me, it's there. He says kings and queens spoke evil against thee, but thy servant meditated. Meditation is very important. You follow what I'm saying? Meditating on the word of God, it fuels your spirit. It fuels you. You follow what I'm saying? It gives you the ability to perform. You know what I'm saying? Also, the anointing gives you the ability to perform a kingdom task. But without the word, you're not able to perform that task. You follow what I'm saying? See, It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. But what fuels the anointing? Remember, it's the word. The word of God fuels the anointing. We was talking about Ezekiel, and Ezekiel was a priest first, then a prophet. As we get into the major prophets, we will go through that, the whole entire background, but I just want to use what qualified him to raise the dead bones in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Through his transition from priest to prophet, amen, he was elevated, amen. As many of you all are, really all of you all are elevating in transition from one being to another. You follow me saying? From one position to another position. You follow what I'm saying? So the Lord told him, and the Lord told him, he said, listen, before you can go on, yes, you know about me. You possess a testimony. Chapter 1, he had an experience, which birthed a testimony. Experiences does what? Birth testimony. Yes, they do. Experiences birth testimony. In other words, if you're going through something, trust me, God is developing a testimony inside of you. Amen. David said in occasion in Psalms 40, he said, I waited patiently on the Lord who inclined to me, who brought me what out of a heart repent. What that's saying, he was in a little something. He was in a situation. He was having an experience. Verse 2, he said, and he put a new song in my mouth. A new song is what is a testimony. You follow what I'm saying? So experiences birth testimony. Amen. So Ezekiel had an experience. He began to see the wheel inside of a wheel. He began to see the four cherubims carrying the throne of God. You read about that in the first chapter of Ezekiel. Like I said, we'll dissect that later. Amen. So what I'm saying is he had an experience in chapter 1. Chapter 2, the Lord was just strengthening him, was just, you know, building his faith. Number 3, he began to say, okay, now you know who you are. You know where you're going. Now you have to learn about the place. You have to learn about what it is I'm calling you to do. You follow what I'm saying? So he began to say, son of man, eat the divines, eat the word. The Lord said, son, before you can go on, I'm talking to somebody, before you can go on in your personal ministry, remember, it's not so much that God may be calling you to a pulpit. And again, there's a lot of things I got to share with y'all, as y'all can see, as you can tell. We'll talk about the ministry of the prophetess. A lot of people don't dissect them. They talk about them, but don't dissect the ministry of the prophetess. What were their ministry? Who were they called to? You follow what I'm saying? How did God use them? Their performance, you follow what I'm saying? The prophetess did not have a public ministry. Y'all don't hear me today. No, they didn't. They did not have a public ministry. They were called to a certain person, to a particular nation of people. Marian, she dealt with the women. Prophetess Hilda, she had a school, a college. She was a teacher. She taught women. Prophetess Deborah, she counseled Barak privately. So maybe God is calling you to a private ministry. You follow what I'm saying? The Bible said what you do in secret, hear what you openly in the book of Matthew. You understand what I'm saying? It's not so much that he may be calling you to, you know, this particular church, that particular church. Maybe he's calling you to a private ministry. You follow what I'm saying? Where you're going to, you know, sit down with someone and counsel with them and talk with them. You follow what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of people don't feel comfortable in a group sitting anyway. You follow what I'm saying? They do best one-on-one. You follow what I'm saying? So these are things that we have to learn. You know your place. Now you got to learn about it. You follow what I'm saying? These are things that we're talking about that you have to learn. A lot of folks don't know this. You follow what I'm saying? They think, well, God called me. I'm going to go preach the word. No, whoa, hold up now. You got to, it's a step first. Jesus did not send his disciples out day one. He said, follow me. That means, follow means sit down and learn something. You follow what I'm saying? And when I make that statement, I don't want nobody to take it in any kind of way. You have to learn first. you know, you haven't got to where you are without learning. You have to learn something first. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning you have jobs that you're on. You follow what I'm saying? That will be calling in you. You on your job. Well, when you fill out the application, yes, you went to school, but you even if you went to school for your occupation, you have to learn about it first. You didn't know a thing about being a doctor. You just knew you want to save lives. You knew you wanted to be the doctor. You identify, you know what I'm saying, what you wanted to be. You follow that. Then you have to go to school for it. 4-year college, then turn around and go 4-year medical school. You know what I'm saying? So this is where we are, learning about our place in Him, which is very important. Learning about our place in Him. Amen. Prophetess Noel, are you still there?
Yes. Yes, sir. I was on mute.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Are you able to lead us in prayer this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Father God, we come to you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we come to you right now, Lord. First off, we come thanking you for being our Father God. We just come thanking you, Lord. We love you and we honor you so much, Lord. Then nextly, Father God, we come asking that you would be so merciful, God, that you forgive us of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, God. We just thank you for that forgiveness that you offer to us, Father God, and we accept the blood of Jesus Christ as atonement for our sins. We accept it and we thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice that you died on Calvary's cross for our sins, God. Oh, we just thank you, Jesus. Then, Father God, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit who is our comforter, who goes with us each and every day, who guides us and directs us, Father God, who teaches us. We thank you for the comforter who is the paraclete, who is our helper, our helper.
Yes.
We just thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you do for us, Holy Spirit. We don't want to overlook you. We don't want to overlook you. We want to just let you know that we recognize what you do for us. We recognize you and we thank you. We just thank you, God, for the person of the Trinity. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this assembly today, God. We thank you for your prophet, Randy, who is going to deliver your word today, God. Father God, as we go forth on this day, Father God, we just ask that you keep us safe and protected. We ask that you give us direction, that you guide our feet out, you order our steps. Oh, Lord, we just love you, God. We just want to just let you know. Sometimes we know that we overlook it. We take it for granted. We take it for granted that you know that you know that we love you, but we don't want to take it for granted. We want to just exclaim it to you. We want to let you know that we thank you. We are so thankful that it is a privilege to be called your children. To be your children is a privilege, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as your word goes forth, God, we ask that you bless it and let it be a blessing to the hearer, the receiver of the word, and that it be a blessing to the giver of the word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our dear Lord and Savior, we do pray today and we say thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. So, before I go any further, do everybody understand what I'm saying? Amen. You don't have to answer out loud. You understand what I'm saying? But I want to make sure that you understand this part, what I'm talking about learning your place in Him. Remember, you know your place. It has been identified. You know God's called you to be the prophetess. You know He called you to be a pastor. You know He has called you to be a teacher. He has called you to be whatever. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. But you have to learn about the place or the office. And how you're going to learn that? Through the Word of God. You follow what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to learn about how to function properly in that office. You follow what I'm saying? You know, and one of my favorite songs, called Break Every Change, and she said, there's an army rising up. You follow what I'm saying? God is raising the army up. We are that army. You follow what I'm saying? That He's raising up. Now, watch this right here. before you can go to combat, before they even deploy you out of this country, what you got to go through? Many of y'all have loved ones, even yourself was in the military or what have you. You had to go through basic training. Oh, my God. You had to go through training. You had to do exercise with 5, 4, 3 o'clock in the morning, run 25 miles. You follow that nonstop. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Before they even put a gun in your hand. You know, there's always, no matter what you do in life, you may not even be a preacher or what have you. You may be a teacher. You may work at McDonald's. There's always preparation. You always have to learn about the position that you're seeking after. Always. I don't care if you being a mother. That's a position. You follow me? Yes, you got pregnant. Now they have parenting classes. You know, you go and you know, they teach how to be a parent, you follow what I'm saying? Even though it comes with experience, you follow what I'm saying? But they only suggest, you follow what I'm saying? So, whatever you do, I don't care if you fixing Kool-Aid, you follow what I'm saying? Yes, somebody has to teach you how. There's instructions on the back of the back of the Kool-Aid. They tell you how much sugar to put in, how much water put in to a pack of Kool-Aid. If you make it like you say it do, it will turn out good. You understand what I'm saying? So, whatever you do, there's always going to be an instruction. Whatever your occupation is, even if you picking trash up, even if it's a garbage man, you have to prepare for the position, no matter what it is. You know, in the old days, you didn't have to have an education to dig a ditch, but you got to have one now. Technology has changed. You know what I'm saying? They're not just digging ditches with shovels anymore. They got machines, heavy machines, you know, air-conditioned machines that you sit back, what's on radio? It's like you just chilling the whole day. Easy money. But you have to learn how to operate a machine just to dig a ditch. Just to dig a ditch. Y'all see them work cool on the side of the road? How they operate in the machine? They have to learn how to dig that ditch with that machine. Because you can kill somebody with that machine and you don't know what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with this right here. You got to learn. Amen. And I just want everybody to understand that. Because once you understand that, it'll make it easy. Because if you don't understand, I'm going to stay right here until you understand. Understand? Amen. The Bible said, above all that, get it. Get a what? Good understanding. Amen. And that's what we're here for. To get a good understanding. Above all that, get it. Get a good understanding. You follow what I'm saying? We just don't want to be zealous about it. We want to really slow it down. And the Bible said, "The just shall walk by faith." We want to. We want to walk it out. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to walk this thing out. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So God do be knowing. Amen. Move it along. Amen. Remember, we are learning about our place in Him. Amen. So that's what we are learning about. Amen. So moving along, Pastor Noor, I want you to pull that up, which you probably there are already. And this is where we're going to be for the next several weeks. We're going to be right here with the prophetic office, learning all about it. If I was saying, going through the Word of God, learning through it, learning about it through the Word of God. I'm going to tell y'all something. This is some interesting stuff. I'm going to tell you, watch how God put it together. It's very interesting. It's very knowledgeable. You can be like, wow, I did not know that. Amen. We're going to, We're going to start in Genesis and work our way through the book of Revelation. There's some things that God's going to show us. You're like, wow, out of all these years I've been in church, I never heard this kind of teaching like that, and how it's helping me to be effective in the earth. You follow me? It's helped me to really walk my purpose out. It's helped me to really be and to do what God has really called me to do. You follow what I'm saying? Even to the point of living holy. You follow what I'm saying? Because that's one of the things, too. And we know holiness is a lifestyle of obedience. That's what it is. It is holiness is walking in obedience to Him. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. We're not going to get into all the other stuff, but they said it was. Amen. Amen. But anyhow, I'm going to start right here. And it just says, under the law, there were at least five classes of speakers. Moses, the lawgiver, the wise men who gave counsel, priests who taught the law, prophets through whom God spoke His word, and psalmists who were the singer or poets of Israel. And we're going to get into every last one of them, especially in the poetic books. We're going to learn about all those, what the poetic books consist of. Amen. It says, by general definition, by way of general definition, prophecy is an oral or written disclosure. In other words, through a human mouthpiece, in words through a human mouthpiece transmitting the revelation of God and setting forth His will. Now, in order to get the actual revelation of God, guess where you got to get it from? You got to get it from the Word first. Because remember, Rhema comes from the Word, the Bible, or the Logos. You see what I'm saying? Or the Torah, however you want to put it. It's still the Word of God. Rhema comes from that. You follow what I'm saying? The Rhema word is the house, the car, the boat, in other words. You follow what I'm saying? I call Rhema, you know, when you read your Bible and you see those white spaces, the Rhema word is hidden. It's hidden between those spaces. You follow what I'm saying? So, but the Rhema comes from the Word of God. Amen. Or revelation of God setting forth His will to man. That's what prophecy is. It says, God told Moses that his brother Aaron would be his prophet. God then explained the nature of His work in Exodus, the fourth chapter, verse 14 through 16. Amen. Actually, I would go up to the 10th verse and then read on down, because Moses had some issues. He really has some issues, just like many of you have issues as well. Amen. You always putting yourself down. You're always saying what you can't do because of your limitations or because of your physical abilities. You follow what I'm saying? You may be too fat. You may be too short. You know what I'm saying? You may be too tall, or you may not have an education. You may not go to school. You know, stop it. God ain't looking at that. He asked you to do a certain thing. He didn't ask you what was your potential, or I'm sorry, your credentials. He didn't ask you for your resume. You follow what I'm saying? But yet He's building you a resume, or yet He's making you a resume. Amen. So Moses had issues. Amen. And what was Moses' problem? Moses was a stutterer. That's right. He stutterer. He had a speech problem. You know what I'm saying? And he was saying, God, You called me to this platform. You called me to this great field. But, man, I can't speak. I can't talk worth nothing. And let me tell you something. When you give God excuses, that angers Him. That angers Him. That angers Him. Because remember, we are the creature and He is the creator. So He created us into what? Into good works, Ephesians, the second chapter. Begin to talk about how He created us unto good works that we shall walk in them. You follow what I'm saying? That they were ordained before our time. You follow what I'm saying? That in age to come, that He may show His exceeding mercies through us. You follow what I'm saying? Through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that's one thing we're going to get into more of the issues later on. Amen. So it says that the prophet is a mouthpiece. The Lord further discussed a prophet in his work in Deuteronomy 8 and 18 through 22 and tells us how we may determine who is a genuine prophet and who is a false prophet. Amen. We'll get into that later. Amen. So it says, foretelling the future was only a small part of prophecy. The major work of the prophet was to reveal God's will to his people. Now remember, we begin to say that foretelling the future, foretelling, F-O-R-E, was to speak in the present tense. To speak in the future. You follow what I'm saying? Foretelling is not in the now. Amen. But it said foretelling was only a small part. So speaking into somebody's future, amen, is only a small part of it. Not saying that you won't. You follow what I'm saying? But you will. Amen. But that's not the big picture. Amen. So it says this right here. The major work, now this is what we want to get to. The major work of the prophet was to reveal God's will to his people, what God expected of them in the present and the now. Amen. And it says, and as a spokesman of God, he was more a forth, F-O-R-T-H, teller than a foreteller. Amen. He or she was more of a forth teller, which is in the present tense. Amen. One that revealed his will. Amen. The prophet was more of a instruction giver. You follow what I'm saying? He was to create and declare the will of God for our lives in the present tense, what we should be doing now to get results, to prosper, to what have you. You follow what I'm saying? To bring forth increase. Amen. So that's what I wanted to read right there this morning. Amen. I hope that we were enlightened by that. Amen. We're going to continue to go through these things right here. Amen. So, Prophet Zanoah, I want you to go to, Introduction to the Old Testament server, surveyor. Hey man, Pops, know are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Prophet. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
You want to start an Old Testament survey.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Pardon me.
It says there are, of course.
Now, before you go on, I want to spend some time right here. So just take your time because I want to dissect this thing right here. There's some terms that I want everyone to be familiar with. Today I want to spend time right here before we go any further because there are a couple of terms that I want everyone to be familiar with. You understand what I'm saying? And on next week we will pick up from where we left off here this week. Amen. I just want to put these terms in our spirit. Amen. And if you would, I want you to write them down, amen, as she read them and we give you what these terms are, amen. Okay, so go ahead and start, but take your time.
Okay. There are, of course, a number of ways one may approach the study of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Now, this synthetic. Is number one right here. Synthetic. This is number one. Synthetic is an overview. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you would write down synthetic, and that's S-Y-N-T-H-I-T-H. I'm sorry. S-Y-N-T-H-E-T-I-C. Synthetic. Synthetic is an overview of the Bible. So if you will write that word down, synthetic. Amen. We're going to keep on talking about synthetic, the overview. Amen. This is what we're doing. We're getting the whole layout, the whole picture. You follow what I'm saying? We are getting the overview, or we're getting the synthetic part of the Bible, which is the overview. Go ahead, woman of God.
Okay. An overview of the Bible as a whole to provide a grasp of the overall message.
So as we learn about the synthetic word, or as we learn about synthetic, amen, it gives you basically understanding about the overall message. The message that he has placed inside of you, God wants you to show them no. He wants you to show enough know this message that he has placed inside of you. Ezekiel, he wanted Ezekiel to be familiar with the message. How are you going to be familiar with the message? Ezekiel had to eat the word. In other words, eating is just another form of meditating. That's all it is. God, but at that time, Ezekiel, you know, he ate that word, you follow what I'm saying? He literally, amen. But God wanted him to be familiar. In other words, God was just saying, son, I want you to be familiar with the word. That's what synthetic is. It's the overview of the Bible as a whole to provide a grasp of the overall message. He wants you to be familiar. Lord, it's a bunch of folks sitting here this morning, but they're gonna get it later on. He wants you to be familiar with the book. Not just, you know, okay, my favorite scripture that I read every day. No. The position that he's called you into is going to require that you be familiar with the word of God. When you go on a new job, they require you to be familiar with the recipe or familiar with procedures. You follow what I'm saying? How are you going to do that? There's some kind of book you're going to have to read. You got to read something, some kind of manual, guide. You follow what I'm saying? You have to be familiar. For example, when I train a new grill cook, not saying he or she can't cook, but they have to become familiar with the menu. So what I do, I sit down with that person. I go over every square inch of that menu, word for word. If I was saying, I tell that person what you need to be concerned about, what you don't need to be concerned about, all the way down to the lettuce and tomatoes. We call it 1, 2, 3. If I was saying, you get one piece of lettuce, two tomatoes, and three pickles. That comes on every sandwich. Every sandwich. Except catfish and barbecue sandwiches. They just get three pickles. But they have to become familiar with the menu or the message. You follow what I'm saying? So that's what synthetic is, being familiar with the message. Okay, go ahead, woman God, to number two.
Okay. Analytical.
Analytical.
The process of viewing the Bible verse by verse to get an in-depth understanding.
So, synthetic and analytical. Analytical is A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-A-L. Analytical. The process of viewing the Bible verse by verse And that's what we're doing. We're viewing this thing, verse 5, verse 2, get an in-depth understanding. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Ain't that something? Above all, again, mm-hmm. get a good understanding. You just like to have a testimony, but you're going to get a good understanding verse by verse. Amen. That's analytical. Okay, so we got synthetic, we got analytical. Okay, keep on going.
Okay. Topical or doctrinal.
Mm-hmm.
A study of the Bible according to its many topics and doctrines.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. topical and doctrinal. Amen. A study of the Bible according to its many topics and doctrines. Amen. We know what the topics are. You follow what I'm saying? You're going to be able to go into the Word of God, amen, and begin to expound on many topics. You follow what I'm saying? When you deal with people alive, they're going to go through many situations. They're going to go through many things. So you're going to be able to come back to the Word of God and begin to show them their situation through the Word of God. The reason why I'm moving like a turtle right now is because this is an impartation that's taking place right now. And God is really opening this up to us. And we're going to get this right here. This is like sight reading. This is like new to us in a sense. And I want to make sure that we understand these terms. Amen. They are very important. Amen. Keep going. Tell us about what a... go ahead.
Yes, sir. And typical.
Mm-hmm.
A study of the many pictures or types found in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the Old Testament, that portray the truth of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. So the Old Testament accent, the New Testament. The Old Testament is what they call our schoolmaster. You understand what I'm saying? We learn from it to function properly in the New Testament. Jesus said on one occasion, he did not come to destroy the law or destroy all that was written in the Old Testament. He didn't come to do that. He came to fulfill it. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. So that's that on that right there. Amen. The Old Testament, amen, portrays or it accents the New Testament. Okay, keep going.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The synthetic or overview approach is extremely helpful for the beginning student
mm-hmm.
or for those who have never undertaken such a study.
Now you see why I'm moving as a turtle. Amen. To be honest, you all have been operating in the Spirit of God. That's true enough. But now, God is saying, okay, what I'm doing, you have a foundation, but I'm structuring you. This is what this is doing. This is structuring us. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, you have the land. I'm sorry. You have the land. So now the structure has to come. You know, the guys have to come in and pour the concrete. But before you can pour the concrete, you have to form it up first. This is what God is doing. He's forming us up before the actual pour. You follow what I'm saying? You have to form the ground up, whether you're going to be a sidewalk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got to form it up first. You got to read the blueprint first. You got to do the good. It's so much that goes into it. Amen. So what God is doing, he's forming us up. You follow what I'm saying? Because this is a deep study right here. You follow what I'm saying? This is not your typical Bible study or what have you. You understand what I'm saying? This is This is a step. This is teaching us about our next season and what it consists of. It's not hard. It's just some things that we learn about. We never, or wherever we are, they didn't take time to take us through this direction. But thank God for His love and kindness towards us that He's taking us in this direction to help us to understand what it is that we're about to walk into. Amen. Go ahead, woman. Mm-hmm. God. And after you finish reading, go back to the top and just put it all together.
Okay. Through the synthetic approach, we are not only able to grasp the big picture or see the whole forest, but such an overview will help in understanding the details later on in one's study of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keep going.
Now,
mm-hmm.
let's put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
There are, of course, a number of ways one may approach the study of the Bible. The synthetic, which is an overview of the Bible as a whole to provide a grasp of the overall message. That's everything, the overall message, the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, analytical, the process of viewing the Bible verse by verse to get an in-depth understanding. Okay? Topical or doctrinal. That's a study of the Bible according to its many topics and doctrines. And then we have a typical,
mm-hmm.
which is a study of the many pictures or types found in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, that portray the truth of the New Testament. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The synthetic or overview approach is extremely helpful for the beginning student or for those who have never undertaken such a study. Through the synthetic approach, we are not only able to grasp the big picture or see the whole forest, but such an overview will help in understanding the details later on in one study of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And many of you have never took this, a course like this. Many of you never undertaken such a study. I know I haven't. I'm going to be honest, I haven't. You follow what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I thank God that He has put us in position that we can go through a study like this for free. For free.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
Amen. Keep on going. It says, we are called.
Mm-hmm. We are calling this a short survey
mm-hmm.
because this study is more of a nutshell approach.
Mm-hmm.
To the books of the Old and New Testaments.
What does that mean to you, Prophet Noah? This study is more of a nutshell approach.
Well, it means we're going to sum it all up. We're going to get a good understanding and just kind of sum it up and put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Of the Old and New Testament.
Of the Old and New Testament. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
The goal is to give the reader key terms, verses, themes, or purposes of each of the books, along with a brief description of the content.
That's right. Amen. And I love how it says, for purposes. This is for a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now we're going to move on. And what I want to do is every day, you know, that we come one line, we're going to start right here and move on. We're going to start. This is like going to be our introduction, and I think this is very important for us to read this part every day. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean. When we do come online, We're going to read this part right here because these terms need to be embedded in our spirit. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. And then we'll move on to the next place. So let's go to comparing the Old and New Testament.
Okay. Yes, sir. The Bible may be divided into 8 basic sections. 4 for the Old Testament and 4 for the New.
Amen. You're about to understand that. You're about to understand that. The Bible may be divided. There are 8 parts to the Bible. Amen. You may not have known it, but there is 8 parts to the Bible. There are 8 sections in the Word of God. Amen. And what we're doing, we are dissecting this right here. You know, on Sunday morning, the preacher said, you know there are 8 parts? No, we're dissecting this. There are 8. It's divided into 8 basic sections. 4 the new, 4 the old. Now watch it. Keep going, Prophet Noah.
Okay. But it should be noted that in each of these, Christ is the hope and underlying theme of all books of the Bible.
Yes.
On several occasions, Christ claimed that he is the theme of all of Scripture.
Keep going.
And number 1, in Matthew 5, verse 17, he said, I have come not to abolish them, the Scriptures, but to fulfill them.
Yes, yes.
Number 2, when walking with the disciples on the Emmaus Road,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Luke tells us that, beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the Scriptures. Okay? Number 3. Later that evening, the Lord spoke to 10 of the disciples, and regarding that, Luke tells us in Luke 24, verses 44 through 47.
Mm-mm.
These are my words, which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Now read this next part very slow.
Okay. 45. Come on, verse 45.
Yes.
Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures.
Now hold it right there. Read that again. Because this is what the Lord is doing with us. He's opening our minds to this thing right here. To this class, to this study. He's opening our minds. Sometimes our minds can be so cluttered with trash, just so cluttered with the things of this world. But he's opening our minds. This is what Jesus did to his disciples. And this is what he's doing to us. Can you receive that? He's opening. Read that again, one part. Read it again.
Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures.
Read it again.
Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures.
That's what he's doing. As you go through the Word of God with me, the Lord is opening your mind that you may understand the Scripture. He's opening our mind that we may understand this word.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he don't open our mind, we're not going to get no understanding about our place in him. When I am training a new person, I have to open their mind Can't no anybody do that now. You follow what I'm saying? Can't nobody, you know, that's something special. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
Out of the doors, you know, she's a teacher. She know. When you are with those children, their minds has to be open. Because if their mind is closed, they ain't going to do too well. But their mind has to be open.
That's right.
To receive or to get the understanding.
That's right.
And that's what God is doing. He's opening our mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then we may understand the scripture. I pray
Amen.
This on you. I put this on you. Luke 24:45, I put it on you. Many years ago. It was some 14 years I've been walking in the office of a prophet. This woman, her name is Pastor Rosetta Jones. I'll never forget her. Amen. She was a holiness preacher. Amen. She was strict holiness too. I'm talking about, oh, Lord, how bad. She'll tell you, quick, come out your pants. Come out of that makeup. You know what I'm saying? You know, amen. But the woman of God was on something. You understand what I'm saying? She was on to something. And I would go to her house. And, you know, I'm yet a babe, and the Lord God is calling me. You know, and she's always tell me, you know, I want you to read Luke 24:45. She said, I want you to pray. She said, I pray Luke 24:45 on your son. She said that, and it said that you may understand the scripture. You know, God put that woman in my life. You follow me? Even though she was a strict holiness preacher. But God put her in my life. And she prayed this scripture on me, Luke 24:45. And ever since then, you know, it has manifested in my life. And it's still manifesting in my life. And that's what I'm doing with you. I pray Luke 24:45 on each and every last one of you all lives. Amen. Luke 24:45. Amen. You will understand the scripture. For he, I don't do it. He is opening your mind. The Lord is opening your mind that you may understand his word. Because a lot of times, many of you all become discouraged because you don't understand what you're reading. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But you don't know what that means. For the most, let me use that as an example. You may read the book of Nahum, the prophet Nahum. You may not know. You were like, Lord, this is Greek to me right here. I don't know what you're saying here. I understand the letters, but I don't get the interpretation of the book. And so that's what this is for, to open your mind that you may understand, that clarity, clarification would come to you by way of Holy Ghost. Oh. Okay, if I was saying, in other words, Jesus was saying, the light bulb will come on. The light bulb is going to come on. Amen. We're going to read a few more, and we're going to stop. Amen. Until next week. Let's see. Read on down. We're going to stop at the chart.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, Now I love that. I'll say it one more time. I love it. In verse 45, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Amen. I love that. 46, and he said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day. verse 47, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name.
What should you say?
To all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
I'm not going to get into y'all. I'm not going to get into that. We'll get into that next week. Amen. Y'all is the pussy.
Amen.
Keep going, woman of God.
Amen. Number four. In John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, when in dialogue with the Jews, Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life."
What you say?
Wow. "And it is these that bear witness of me." Verse 40. "And you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life."
What you say?
Wow.
Wow. Keep going, woman of God.
We're
going to get to this next week. We're coming back to it next week. I promise
Amen.
You that.
Okay. In addition, in Revelation 19, verse 10, we are told that the testimony of Jesus, about Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy.
Mm.
In other words, the very nature and purpose of prophecy, and all the scripture for that matter, is to reveal Jesus Christ.
That's what this whole thing is all about. You revealing Jesus.
Amen.
Don't y'all see why I be so excited? Oh my God, this is some stuff right here. Keep on going, woman of God.
Wow. Obviously, due to the fall and need of man, Christ is the theme of both the Old and New Testament, for it is only through him that we can have both eternal life and life abundantly. Found in John 10, verse 10.
Amen. Go ahead and read the chart, and we're going to stop right here at this chart, at the end of this chart, and we're going to come back to this section on next week.
Okay. Old Testament, fourfold division. Which they said he broke it up in four. Now, you got the law, the foundation for Christ. You want to just read straight across or go down? How you want to read?
Just go down and then go across.
Okay. Now, first off, with the law, the foundation for Christ, history, preparation for Christ, poetry, aspiration for Christ, and prophecy, expectation of Christ. Then you got preparation and foundation. Okay, then you got the Old Testament in its fourfold division lays the foundation for the coming of the Messiah, Savior, anticipating him as a prophet, priest, and king, and as the suffering Savior who must die for man's sin before he reigns.
Amen.
Now, in the New Testament, you got the fourfold division.
You just go straight across. You go straight across on this one.
Straight across, okay. You got the Gospels, the manifestation. This tells the story of the coming of the long-anticipated Savior and his person and work. That's the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you got Acts. Propagation. Mm-hmm. Propagation. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, Acts proclaims the message of the Savior who has come.
Yes.
Okay. Epistles. explanation, and application develops the full significance of the person and work of Christ and how this should impact the walk of a Christian as Christ's ambassador in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Then you got revelation, consummation, anticipates the end time events and the return of the Lord, his end time reign, and the eternal state.
Amen. Amen. This is a lot of this is a lot of stuff, y'all.
Amen.
We're gonna make it. Yes, okay. We are going to make it. I apologize y'all about that. We are going to make it. We are going to make it. We're going to make it.
Yes.
We got a long ways to go. We're going to get there. We're not in a hurry. Amen. The just shall walk by faith and not by sight. Do not let this, I warn you, do not let this stuff intimidate you. Amen. It's just a process. Amen. What I believe many is afraid of is to change. You follow what I'm saying? Again, when you go on a new job, you have to go through the process. You know, sometimes people let Cracker Barrel menu intimidate them because we have a huge menu. We have three menus. You're like, wow, I got to learn how to cook all this stuff. Yeah. But I calm them down to listen. This stuff is easy. It may seem like it's all crammed together, but it's easy. Do not let this stuff intimidate you. You understand what I'm saying? It's actually easy. Amen. I'm going to end right here. If you do not have this information, I'm begging y'all, please get in contact with me, and I will get this to you. Amen. I really want everybody to be on the same page. Amen. But not, you know, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen, amen. I'm excited, y'all, about what God is doing in my life, what He's doing in you, in you all's life. Amen. Like I said, we got ways to go, and we're gonna get there. Amen. We're going to arrive safely. Amen, amen. Father, I thank you so much for your word on today. I thank you for what you're doing in our life. Amen. I thank you for this teaching, God. I thank you for how this teaching is helping us to learn about our place. I thank you that it's caused us to grow and develop in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you for Luke 24:45, that you're opening our minds to understand your word, to understand the scripture, to understand what we're going through, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, this class. Oh, God, thank you so much for everything. And we give you praise for all things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen, amen. I thank God so much for you all just being here with me this morning. Do anybody have anything they want to say before we go? Amen. Otherwise, I will see you on Tuesday morning. Amen. And we will pick up off comparing the old. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Thank you so much, amen, for listening, amen, to that recorded message. Amen. Oftentimes, amen, we know what God has called us to do, but we don't know what it is, or we have to learn, amen, about what it is that He has called us to do. Amen. And oftentimes, and I found out that a lot of people do not want to go through the process, amen, or the necessary steps that it takes to get to that particular place that God, amen, has called us to do.
I always give an example of Ezekiel, which is one of my favorite prophets, amen. All of them, you know, God used all of them, amen, but it's the way that God called Ezekiel, amen. I often talk about how Ezekiel, he was, amen, a priest, amen, and he was in the midst of transition. He learned about who he was. But he had to learn about, amen, his assignment, amen, and what God, amen, had truly called him to do. Amen. So there was a season of preparation that Ezekiel had to undergo. Amen. He had to get the word down inside of him. Oftentimes people, you know, amen, amen, they learn about what it is that God is calling, amen, but they skip the step of preparation or preparing for the next step, amen, or the next phase, amen, in their ministry, amen, which is the word of God, amen. Oftentimes people see, you know, other people prophesy and preach and what have you, amen, but, amen, you don't know the process that they have to go through to get to that particular stage, amen. And I just encourage everyone, amen, you out there that's listening, amen, I pray that the message, amen, stirred you, amen, bless your heart, amen, on tonight, amen. And I just encourage you, amen, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. Go through the process, amen. I promise you, amen. You go through that process, amen, and allow God to brand his word, amen, inside of you, amen. I'm telling you, you have a wonderful ministry, beautiful ministry, amen. Many souls, amen, will be won, amen, to the kingdom, amen, of God. Hallelujah, amen. If Jesus' disciples had to go through the process, which we know that the Gospels are Gospels of preparation. Amen. He called the apostles. Amen. Amen. Or before they became apostles, we know that they were, amen, disciples. Amen. He called them. He taught them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. 3.5 years now. Glory to God. Amen. He taught them. Amen. After he ascended on high, he released them, commissioned them to go out into the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The book of Acts was an explosion. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. Amen. But what I'm saying, if Jesus' disciples had to go through that process, glory to God, of preparation, we have to go through that process of preparation, amen, ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in a time that people don't like to read the Bible, amen, anymore. Amen. We're in a time that, amen, this generation, amen, it's a microwave generation. Want things, amen, just like that, amen, but don't want to go through anything. Amen. Hallelujah. But I come to serve, you know, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You must go through the process, amen. If you're going to get to the next level, amen, in Christ, amen, you're going to have to go through the process, amen, of the word of God. Get that word, amen. God told Ezekiel, hallelujah. Eat to thy finest. Eat the whole roll. Glory to God. Amen. Fill thy bowels. In other words, he wanted Ezekiel to get it in his spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And once he got that word in him, he was empowered. Amen. He was empowered, as Pastor Pauline say. Amen. He was empowered to prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. He was empowered. Amen. Amen. He was so powerful. Amen. He went down. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To the 37th chapter. Y'all might have cried on tonight. Amen. And he began to speak to dry bones, a dead situation, amen. And he spoke life, amen, to the dead. This man spoke life to the dead. Why? Because he went through the process of getting that word down inside his spirit. Amen. I pray tonight was a blessing, amen, to each and every last one of you. Amen. I'm telling you, God is starting something. Amen. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Join us next week. Amen. At the same time, 7:30. Amen. For another edition. Amen. Soul Salvation Bible Study, man. With your host, Apostle Randy Dixon. Amen. Looking forward, amen, to be back here. Amen. With you guys. Amen. I tell you, I'm just so excited about what God is doing in all of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I love you. You guys have a blessed and wonderful night. Amen. If you like to feel blessed, amen, to amen this ministry, amen, you may, amen, so see, amen, at paypal.com/soulsalvationministry. Amen. You can give, amen, according, amen, as the Lord instruct you to give. Amen. Again, that's paypal.com/soulsalvationministries. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. If you're having trouble with that, amen, you give me a call. Amen. Area code 251-304-76. And again, that's 251-213-0476. Hallelujah. I will begin to instruct you on how to, amen, go further, amen, with your sowing of your seed. Amen. Thank God so much, amen, for you and your giving. Amen. I promise you, amen, it has been a blessing, amen, to the ministry. Amen. As we continue to go forward, amen, and bring you, amen, different teachers like this, amen, amen, every week. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Well, I love you guys. Amen. See you on next Tuesday. God bless you. Eels, our prayer.